At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and I am so glad you're with me today. This is the channel where we keep it real about real subjects from real people in real time, just so you can keep it all real, on purpose, of course. And today our guest is Peter Cimarroni. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome.
Thank you, Edna. I'm pleased to be here.
So, I know I am excited about this because I know very little about it, but I want you to tell us about how you show up in the world and all about these synergies.
Yes, good question. And how we show up in the world is we're always looking to better our surroundings, better our solutions, and better our clients and vendor partners' world. By best practices and finding out where they are, where do they want to be, and why, and how fast. And then we put together a strategic plan, and we deploy and implement that plan. And we're an execution company.
Execution. So we know that business has a lot to do with a lot of execution, right?
Yep.
Tell us how the synergies make that happen for the execution.
A lot of times they, a lot of times, whether it's a client or a vendor or whatever, they really are unaware of the potentiality of synergies with some of the other best practices or other vendors out there or other clients out there that can actually, when those two forces come together, it doesn't become arithmetic, it becomes exponential.
Uh-huh.
So I have witnessed when synergies occur.
Sorry.
That's okay. Happy New Year. That was great.
That was an energy.
The situation,
uh-huh.
And they become a synergistic solution, if you will, or
okay.
Entity, the exponentiality of that is substantial, because when you merge things, that's where the special sauce or the alchemy occurs.
Right.
And so that's where really the beauty, the elegance of synergistic combinations really help businesses, organizations, and institutions.
Okay. And you bring this about by literally looking at both, let's say if there's a vendor and maybe, you know, your client, you look at how their energy is going to work with that person or be able to fit into that space that they need a service?
Yes. And it's really how we do it. We really look under the hood and take a deep dive into the company that we're engaged with and really find out what's right with them, what's not so right with them, where do they want to be and why and how fast. Mm-hmm. And then we really search and also we're blessed to have a pretty robust cadre of best practices partner vendor partners.
Right.
And we can really zone in and hone in on what they need and why and bring that solution immediately. And the synergy of that is, again, elegant.
So tell us what the best practices are, because I hear you talking about that a lot.
Yeah, some of the best practices that we have is we can show companies actually how to monetize their accounts payable. So we can show companies how to make money at them, out of paying their bills. So not only will we reduce that line item cost-wise, bring more efficiencies, bring tighter security and better reporting, but at the end of the day, we will bring back a rebate to them.
Oh, wow.
Hard dollars.
Wow.
Hard dollars. It dropped right to the bottom line, right to their EBITDA, and it's elegant.
Wow. So how long does one of these, well, I'm thinking audits, but it's really, you know, how long does one of those deep dives take?
Anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Typically about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And sometimes I've seen it as short as 10 days, but it's really an intense triage of what's happening in the company. And we really get, you know, into the psyche of the company, the philosophy, the vision of the company.
Right.
And really, you know, get to know not only the philosophy and the culture of the company, but also of the leadership.
Of leadership, okay. So is this more of an in-depth dive of the people themselves, the mission and equation with the people, or is it the back end?
It's really both.
Okay. So really, all right.
We dive into the people that make up the actual organic, you know, the organism of the company.
Right.
Because the company, while it's its own organism, is made up of other organisms, which are humans. And so when you merge the humanity with the technology, there is what you have the beauty of the solution moving forward.
Okay. Now, is this for particular companies, like companies over, let's say, 500 employees, 1,000 employees, and more? Who is this exactly for?
You know, it's really for companies of anywhere from 2 million EBITDA.
Okay.
And but it's really about the open-mindedness and the open-heartedness of the leadership team. If the company is led by individuals that are closed-minded and closed-hearted, they're not for us.
Okay, so closed-hearted meaning, let's say an organization is not utilizing, let's say, diversity, equity and inclusion, right? Or sustainability. Would you be putting those things into place? So where would those pieces be in the
order?
If it makes sense, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it would be beautiful to be able to have all of what you just described in every company.
Right.
Sometimes just survival is tantamount to existence. Right,
yeah.
So We don't have the luxury of sustainability and diversity if we don't survive.
Right.
We have to survive, right? So a lot of times we get in there, and they're not so much necessarily on life support, but they're really struggling to figure out where they're going to get and, you know, get to the next level.
And what
does that occur?
And what does that look like? What does them on life support look like? you know, a business looks, for them to be on life support, what does it look like?
their pipeline is closed.
What does that mean? In plain English, what does it mean? Like, what does it look like that, so that, you know, the audience can know, like, what it looks like? Because they may be struggling and they don't know what it looks like. So if it, is it not having money? What does it look like to them in the eyes of the
It's not having cash flow.
Gotcha.
Have cash flow or new revenue generated.
Okay.
Or efficiencies in that new revenue or in that revenue generated.
Okay.
Because you can have new revenue generated and really have terrible line items, and so you can make $1.05, but spend $1.10 to make that $1.05.
Mm-hmm. So now, when you say line items, what does that mean? Line items.
You know, your insurance costs, your employee costs, your light bill, your electricity, your utilities, your AP salute, you know, your AP, your whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes to run the business.
To run the business, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really important, I tell you that. Like, I don't know a lot of the terms, that's why I'm asking that. I want to make it really clear for the audience so that they are, like, really clear on that, too. Because,
sure.
You know, the purpose of what you're really saying is that, you know, to make it work, I mean, and I work with people that get stuck. So you work with businesses that are making 1 million or more in revenue that are stuck, right?
A lot of them are. Yeah, they don't know what to do, how to do it. Or they want to grow and they want to acquire, but they have no idea how to do that.
Right.
They don't know how to source acquisition partners. They don't know what
to do
with them once they create them. And then they don't know what to do with them once they acquire them and bring them in.
Right.
So it's a whole process, and there's a talent to that. There's an art to that as well.
I bet there is, because once you get someone on the hook, like maybe Target, you definitely don't need to know what to do with that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So let me ask you. So, like, say if I hire you, right? And yeah, I may have all the other components in, and like, you just said to me, I need someone to help me. Now that I have Target on the line, I don't know what to say to them. I don't know what to provide to them. Do you provide services a la carte? Or it has to be a whole, you know?
No, we get engaged three ways. One, either an a la carte solution, which you just mentioned, or some type of a hybrid solution.
Okay.
Maybe three different solutions, or an entire strategic master plan.
Ah, got it.
So we have plenty of clients that only have one solution. We have plenty of clients that have 3, 2, 4, 5 solutions, and then we have a number of clients that have the entire platform.
Okay. You think the startups would benefit from the strategic plan that you have?
The startups particularly would benefit from what not to do.
Okay, gotcha.
A lot of mistakes are made. A lot of man hours, woman hours, capital is expended wastefully. And
that's a good thing to think about, yeah.
Yeah, with sometimes catastrophic results, which means
I think I like that idea. I really like that idea of, you know, because many startups start up just to break down. They start up to break down. So it's really important to look at what not to do when you start a business, you know. And I think we've with the Black Women's Initiative, I think we've gone up to 110%, you know, growth in entrepreneurship within this time frame of, you know, during the pandemic. And I know it's going to grow even more. But that's a good thing to have, to know what not to do. Because everyone tells you what to do, well, what not to do. And that's where your company comes in, right?
It's one of the things we do, and we do it quite well, because I've had 9 businesses. 6 have succeeded and 3 have failed, and I've learned far more in the 3 failures than I did in the 6 successes.
Okay. That's intriguing. I like that. So, tell us, like, what, something important that you could tell the business owners out there right now, and encourage them, give them some, encouragement.
I'll circle back to one of the tenets in the core of this conversation is keep your mind and your heart open.
Ooh, that's good. Because what happens if you don't?
You will miss gems
along the way, because, right?
Yep. You will miss gems. And sometimes you may not like the voice it's coming from, but if it's brilliant, abdicate your ego, right. Abdicate your your brain, and then your heart.
Yeah. That makes that ego, man. That ego is like the biggest flag going on. It's the worst, especially for business, I often talk to people about, when you start a business or when you create something, that's your baby. You don't want nobody to touch it. It's like a newborn, Can't go outside. Right. Nobody can touch it. No one can have anything. Yeah. But it's good to have a village to help you raise this baby.
And sometimes you may get an absolute jewel. And that voice, you don't even like that voice.
Yeah.
But the jewel is in that voice.
Exactly. Yes. So
you have to separate. You have to separate your ego and your emotion.
Yes.
From the actual intellect that's being presented.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing when you talk about the synergies.
Extremely hard.
Yeah. And you have to. And that's a skill. Am I right? It's a real big skill. That you really have to work on. No one can do it for you. Audience, no one can do it for you. It's really, you have to really work on that. And, that's important. The ego, the second thing you said? The ego.
And the emotion.
The emotion.
Yep. And then use your intellect.
And use your intellect. That's it. The ego and the emotion, I think a lot of times, they kind of intertwine and work with each other. They work with each other,
Here's what I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
Passion is fantastic.
Yes.
It has to be engaged after the intellect understands what you're bringing.
Oh, yes.
Bring your passion with it.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. Totally agree with that.
I raise my children this way. I tell my athletes this way. Use your intellect first and then bring your passion.
That's right. You can't, because it'll be so much zeal that, I've had people have so much passion and with like three or four projects. And I said, which one are you starting? Oh, none of them. They're just ideas. That's what we need to bring that back in. Start that all over again, because that's not even an idea. You're in three different places, don't know which to start, and it's just passion, just the energy of it, just going out, and you're not using your intellect. And what am I good at? Finding out what am I good at? What is it all about? You just have the idea, the idea of doing something. Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
So how can my audience really get in touch with you to find out about these synergies?
Yeah, we have our website. It's palladiumedge.com. Palladium is palladiumedge.com. And I can be reached at peter@palladiumedge.com.
Wonderful. That is wonderful.
Thank you. That is so great. Much.
So audience, brings us to the end of this show, but I definitely make sure that you like, subscribe, and hit the ping button so you can always, always never miss a show. And listen, remember, you can also ask Peter any question you would like to ask him. Just go to the box on the side, click it, ask the question, and I'll send it right to him. Thanks so much for being here, because you could have been anywhere else, but you're here with me today. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Peter Ciamarone, saying goodbye for now.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.